work.
Calls. Bob Chapman has now left us. We're continuing with your phone calls. Mason in Florida, you're on the air. Mason, go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to congratulate you on your new film. It was even better than your other ones.
Thank you.
The only problem I have with the with your films are with the citizens are that they're too lazy to watch 2 hours to actually learn something. They're too busy with American Idol or MySpace or whatever.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's kind of a natural selection in a way. People that don't care would have never been involved in their lives, never been involved in the world to begin with. But there are a lot of thinking people that we can reach out to, and a lot of dumbbells won't watch it, but down the road, someone else around them who did can inform them.
Well, I just thought it was a really good movie, that and Endgame are two of my favorites. But
you and I too. I mean, we're the same. I think Endgame and Fall of the Republic are my two best films, production-wise and timely. And this is the most important film because it shows you what's happening now. But thank you. Anything else, Mason? Okay, Chad in Canada. Chad, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you're aware of this. I didn't see it on your website anywhere, but I think they're doing this because it's a little bit under the radar. But have you ever heard of the German Marshall Fund?
Yes.
They're holding the first ever international security conference in Halifax in November.
Are you talking about the OECD?
I'm not sure. It says it's the first conference ever.
The Organization of Economic Cooperative Development?
Nope. This is international security conference. First one ever.
It's just you said the Marshall Fund. The Marshall Fund was part of the Marshall Plan, and the global government management body over tax havens, as they call it. One of the key components of the world government is the OECD, but no, I've not heard of the Marshall Fund.
Okay, well, if you Googled International Security Conference in Halifax, you'll get a couple articles, Canadian articles on it. And basically, there's U.S. senators, including John McCain.
Oh, yeah, and that's an SPP meeting under a new name. Sure, I saw that, yes.
Okay, it's in Halifax. It's a strange thing to be in Halifax, so I didn't know if they were doing it under the radar, you know, for protests.
Yeah, they're having corporate leaders and leaders of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. constantly meeting, setting policy outside of Congress or the executive, and it's complete treason.
Yeah, this says it's from Europe as well, and it says centered on a new forward-looking global security agenda.
Which means how we're going to set up a police state to make sure you don't fight when we steal everything you got.
Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to make you aware of it. I didn't see it anywhere on your website.
No, you know, I wasn't aware of that particular meeting. Tell us again the headlines. We can pull it up.
It's International Security Conference, and it's in Halifax, Nova Scotia. So there's like CBC articles and other newspaper articles. So
interesting. Anything else, Chad?
No, that's it.
Thank you so much for spending time with us today. We're going to go to break and come back with Daryl Rundis. He's got a contest going, and it is an extremely exciting contest. He's also launching a new media operation. We'll talk to him about a few issues. Take your calls, and in about 25 minutes from now, or to be technical, 28 minutes from now, we've got Stuart Rhodes for the last 25 minutes of the transmission here with us to talk about Slimeball, Hardball, going after him. Before I end this hour or this segment, I want to encourage people to visit eFoodsDirect.com, the highest quality storable foods company in the nation, the place where I get my storable foods. They have non-hybrid, non-GMO lines of food. Well, they're all non-GMO, non-hybrid. They have organic lines of food. They have just so much at eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on InfoWars.com or give them a call. Get storable food. Don't procrastinate. Become independent. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Darryl Rundis is just a great person. He's a lay pastor. He's been ticketed and arrested for trying to hand out gospel tracts in Dallas. He's launched national TV shows and turned them over to people. He's made You Do News, which look how good that looks. You can just go up there and upload your Patriot videos, your anti-New World Order videos, and then not get censored. But it is, the site is clean. Political stuff is all good to go, but no bare-breasted women. This is a family site. But the point is that Darryl just does so much. He's also really helped our operations out here, and he's got a huge contest. And by the way, I keep forgetting to plug contest. I'm going to do this right now. Charlie Sheen loves the entries he's seen at 20 Minutes with the President, just 2-0 with the President.com. 20 Minutes with the President.com. Rob Dew, who's running the contest, is out of town in Detroit showing the collapse of society there. We're going to get a lot of other videos posted in the next few days. It's a $14,000 prize first place, $1,000 second, $500 third place. Take the 20 minutes with the president, the 20 bullet points, adapt it however you want, and make a video out of it, and Charlie Sheen will judge. You've got to have them in by this key date of the 15th of November. So you've basically got 22 days. Get it in, then we'll judge it in the next few days, and we'll announce what day we're going to announce the winner, and you'll be on air with Charlie Sheen, the first place winner. I want to encourage everybody, because you all win. You make a great YouTube video clips, you go out and shoot it, whatever. We all win by everyone seeing the 20 bullet points of 9/11 being an inside job. It's going viral. And those videos, the submissions we've gotten up, are at 20minuteswiththepresident.com. In fact, Will, did you get that taken care of so Kurt, while Dew's gone until next week, can get into the email so he can get the new people posted up there? All right, you're just awesome. And I'm going to have Daryl run this up for a full hour in the near future. I wanted to get him on today to talk about another contest he's got going that I'm not running or affiliated with, but I'm supporting it. I think it's a great idea. Even if you don't believe in God, you just believe in the Ten Commandments. When we had that, we had a better society. That's what our Bill of Rights and Constitution set up on. It's name 10 and win, $20,000, 10andwin.com. One word, 10andwin.com. And they're coming up on the deadline for this. Daryl Rundis, great to have you back, my friend.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And, hey, before we get too far ahead of ourselves here, let me just extend my sincerest condolence to you and your family for the loss of your uncle. And, you know, we're praying for you guys. I know it was a loss, but according to your wife, he was a wonderful Christian man. So we know where he's headed, and we can rejoice. Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Oh, death, where is thy sting, right?
Absolutely. No, Leonard Jones, my great uncle, very, very close to him. He died a few days ago, and we're going to his funeral this Sunday out in East Texas, Teague, Texas, to be exact. Okay. Daryl, tell us about 10andwin.com.
Well, it's real simple, straightforward concept. There's no ads. I'm not putting anybody on a mailing list. I'm just sincerely and genuinely intrigued that while 90% of the people in this country say they believe in God, they can't list the Ten Commandments, the Ten Laws of Life and of Liberty. So I wanted to give people an incentive. So I put up $20,000 of my own money, and Monday is the, you know, Sunday night's the deadline. Monday I'm going to get on the phone, start calling people who have registered one by one as we randomly draw their name, and the first one I get on the phone who can name all Ten Commandments in order and in 20 seconds or less gets $20,000. No strings attached.
Now, this isn't as easy as people think. I've tried it, and I know the Ten Commandments, but it'll take me a few minutes to remember and go through them, and half the time I can't remember them all. You can do it. Show people how it's done.
Well, if they'll go to 10andwin.com, even if you can't name the Ten Commandments, even if you don't think you know the Ten Commandments, we made it so simple for you to learn it that even my 8-year-old is on a 2-minute training video showing you how to list the law in order in 20 seconds or less. So I'll just do it as an example. So just put God first. Don't make any graven image. Don't take God's name in vain. Honor the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. Honor thy father and mother. Don't murder. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't lie. And don't covet. So that was probably 15 seconds, and I wasn't even rushing through it.
Absolutely. And explain this. How is this going to work again for who's going to win the $20,000?
Very simple. You go to 10andwin.com, register to win. Very simple, straightforward. Once again, there's no sales pitches, there's no advertising, no mailing list. Once you've registered, we'll have the computer randomly call out record by record that comes from the database of registrants. And one by one, as they pop up on my screen, I'm going to smile and dial, pick up the phone, and start calling. And the first one I get on the phone who can do it gets $20,000. That's it.
I've also seen you out in public with silver dollars asking people basic questions, and they win. And it's a great way to, I mean, if you can get somebody to wake up and save their soul for an $18 silver piece, it's certainly worth it, Daryl.
Absolutely. What would it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? And by the way, it was good to hear you get the analogy of the eyes being the window to your soul earlier this week, right? So praise God for that.
Well, you know, I'm always hurrying up on the show and usually get things partially wrong to begin with.
It was perfect. You did great. But, hey, I got a gift for you. Do you mind if I share it on air?
Sure.
Normally I give in private, but this is something I want people to get excited about. I mean, once again, if you believe Lindsey Williams, and we have no reason to doubt what he said. In fact, you remember talking to the guy who shorted oil last year when he got on air and said oil was going to 50 a barrel, because I had missed it the last time when he said it was going to 140 from We have no reason to doubt him.
That's right. You did pretty good on that, didn't you?
Absolutely. So I want to tell people, look, you know, I'm not going to give you financial advice, but if I were you, here's what I'm doing. And you can do whatever you want to do, but this is what I'm doing. I'm shorting the dollar, okay? I'm buying oil. I'm buying gold. I'm buying silver. And, of course, you can't eat oil. You can't eat gold and you can't eat silver. But so you need to get you some food, some guns, and some ammo, and some power. You know, some electric power of some kind. And be prepared. I mean, your first priority as a person, forget if you're a Christian or if you believe in God, just as a survivalist. And nobody wants to die. We all have the inherent will to live. And if you have any, just even a 10% doubt, you know, of what Lindsey Williams says, if you believe in 10% of what he says, you ought to be putting yourself in a position, an insurance policy, as you put it earlier today, of getting yourself these essential things.
Absolutely. Tell us about udonews.com. I've been so busy, I hadn't looked at it lately. It looks slick, Daryl.
Well, you know, it's amazing how God works sometimes. I spent, you know, thousands of dollars and tons of time putting this thing together and met resistance after resistance after resistance along the way. So I know it's something that needs to be done. It's something the enemy doesn't want to see happen. But I feel as if God's calling me back into ministry and to focus full-time on a brand-new ministry that we're going to implement here in a couple of weeks called The Prayer Stop. Do you remember how I made my money, Alan?
Yes, you pioneered going to the people you see inside grocery stores that say, hey, free T-shirt. If you, you know, come take a free newspaper, would you like to
subscribe
to the
paper, get a free gift card to go shopping at ATV or at Bonds or Ralph's or Kroger, you know, what have you. And so about 20 years ago, my wife and I, we started that company that sets up little kiosks inside the retail and grocery stores, as well as staffing the booths at all the fairs and festivals and events that the newspaper sponsors. And we approach the public and sign them up for subscription by giving them some special gift or deal. Well, God's now going to have me do for him what I did for the papers all those years. We're going to start what we call the Prayer Stop. And they're little portable, lightweight, but durable, professionally printed kiosks that can be set up practically anywhere, courthouses, hospitals, in front of the Walmart or at the post office. And we're going to pray with people. We're going to intercede for those people and stand in the gap. There's a lot of people hurting, a lot of people struggling.
And even the worldly business will let you do it because you're going to what? Let me guess. Give them a gift card.
No, we don't really have to do that, but we will partner with the retail stores. In fact, most people don't know this, but Walmart, if you're on their approved nonprofit list, as we are, they will let you out in front of their stores for 21 days a year, no more than 3 consecutive days. So our partnerships and all the retailers that I know and buyers all over the country, we'll be implementing this in stores too. So if you're a Christian or you just want to, you know, get up and get out, you want to do something that really makes a difference. Look, whether you believe the Bible is true or not, all these prophecies that are in the Bible are being that were foretold thousands of years ago are unfolding right before our eyes. Everything Lindsey Williams talked about, everything you talk about.
The exact cashless society control grid with face scanning cameras, license plate readers, the police turning your cars off, not being able to buy or sell if you're on the bad list, the no-fly list now to be no work list, no gun buy list. It's really happening.
No, absolutely. I mean, Jesus' own words in Matthew 24 and 25, and I don't care who you think Jesus was. If you don't believe he was the Son of God, rose from the dead, and so on, then that's your choice. But nobody, and I mean nobody, not even atheists, could argue that this one man, in 3 years of a ministry without writing down one single word, changed the world forever. No man had more of an impact, not Hitler, not Stalin, not Mao, not Napoleon, not Alexander, none of them. In fact, on Napoleon's deathbed, he wrote, that all these great men, Alexander and Caesar and so on, all of us, tried to conquer the world only for nothing, but a poor carpenter from Nazareth conquered more of the world than we did without firing a single shot. And so even if you don't believe Jesus was the Son of God, it stands to reason. You got to find out who this guy was, what he stood for. You need to open up your Bible while you still can read one, and start to read what this man stood for, what he said, what he did, and all those prophecies that were foretold, the increase, the explosion of knowledge, no buying or selling without taking the market.
But it also says the knowledge will explode, but the people will get stupid.
Oh, exactly. That while knowledge will explode, they'll turn aside from the truth to this and start to follow the lie. They'll love the lie. And they drink the Kool-Aid. They drink from the great cup of delusion that God's pouring out upon them.
Stay there, Daryl. Let's talk more about it. And don't forget the site, UDONews.com, UDONews.com. And another announcement Daryl's got for us on the other side. And, Daryl, as soon as you want to come down and spend an hour and a half, 2 hours with us in studio, so I know you were moved to do that, to announce your new ministry, I'd like to have you here. Because as the world gets darker and darker, we need the light of Jesus out there to the people.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes.
Daryl Rundis, UDNews.com. Daryl, you had another announcement to make.
Absolutely, Alex, your fans are going to love this. Because I do feel compelled to go back out into the world and perform ministry and do this prayer stuff thing, I can no longer energy, my effort on You Do News. So that's the bad news. But the good news is I want to give it to you. And I can think of no other person I'd rather turn it over to that I could trust, who would do a great job, who has the manpower and the staff to really make that website all that it needs to be, the true people's press. And
Hope we do, but we'll certainly try. We're trying to hire some more people right now. And it's a beautiful, gorgeous site. I haven't looked at the architecture of it. I wouldn't understand it if I did. But, Daryl, we'll try to do a fabulous job for you with what you built and also have it filled with links to all the great ministries you have launched and are launching.
Yeah, and I would just encourage all the listeners to quit letting all your work get flushed down the tube, pun intended. I mean, quit spending all your time posting stuff on YouTube and making the elite and the power, making Google more money. You're just further inflating yourself. Go to an independent place like You Do News, especially now that it's owned by Alex Jones, and promote it. Put your videos there. Embed your videos on your Facebook.
Now, I just learned I'm going to be owning it about 30 minutes ago, but because Daryl, this is very exciting, and I'm not sure even how the whole thing works and operates, but isn't it?
I'll work with your guys. They can work with our IT guys, and we'll make that transition as smooth as it possibly can. We'll make sure you get all the paperwork in order as well. And of course,
you hear that, Will and David? You guys have got more work back there to do now.
I bet you they're jumping for joy about now.
Hell, I'm sure they are jumping for joy, Daryl.
The truth of it is, Alex, that, okay, take your latest release, Fall of the Republic. Wonderful, wonderful job, by the way. It was, I was so just anxious. I was one of those people crashing your site, hitting it so often, trying to get it so I could download, I guess. But, wouldn't it be great where you could and have your own network, your own YouTube, only better than YouTube, because not only can you upload a video and insert comments and things like that, but you can upload audio, you can upload images, you can write a blog and then import those images of that audio into that blog or that video. So it's kind of the best of all internet social type of sites combined, and it really gives people a platform to share the truth with people about what's going on in their neighborhoods and their communities and in this country and in the world.
Well, I'm excited, Daryl. I know you spend your time between Dallas and Hawaii. When do you want to come down and get in studio with us?
Well, I'm pretty flexible. Now that I've sold our circulation sales and marketing company and I'm going to be focused full-time on ministry, you say when and I'll be there. I'll make it a point.
Well, you just tell the guys when next week you want to come in for an hour and a half or so and it'll be set up. So I'll have the producers call you as soon as the show is over. The radio broadcast is over today. Daryl, separately, how's your lawsuit against the Dallas PD going, where they're now claiming you can't walk around on the sidewalk in Dallas and hand out Bible tracts?
Well, it's interesting. It's just now, when, you know, we're at the circuit, Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, I guess, is where we're at. And, in the suit with the $1 million bill, where they came in and with no warrant, no court order, confiscated from a church, keep in mind, 83 packs of our gospel tracts. So that's still before the court. The judge has yet to render a decision. We just lost in the first round against the State Fair of Texas for not letting us be on fair property sharing the gospel, even though we had permission from the police department.
So, that's right. I forgot that there's Dallas newscasts people can watch where you had $1 million bill look nothing like real money, a big giant one that you were giving people with Bible facts, and the Secret Service came.
Yeah, they showed up one Friday about 2, 3, 4, almost 4 years ago now, and basically under duress threatened one of my employees. I happened to go up west for the day, and in spite of me being on the phone with the Secret Service and him constantly saying, no, you can't have them, you can't deprive us of life, liberty, and property without due process. We know our constitutional rights. It's the church. As far as we're concerned, you're trespassing. You need to leave. And then they said, okay, we're going to leave. We're going to leave with those gospel tracts, or we're going to leave with you. Take your pick. And, of course, it was a Friday. He didn't want to go to jail on Friday. So,
but, I mean, Dallas is supposedly so Christian, but here's money that looks nothing like money. That's, I mean, thousands of other groups put out flyers that look like money.
Oh, yeah.
If
you Google $1 million bill, you'll get thousands of hits. In fact, some from novelty companies that say their money looks so real you can't tell the difference, and yet they didn't go after them. So, once again, it's just a clear-cut case of, just like with this hate crime speech bill that he just passed, it's one more way to stifle free speech and to stifle dissent.
Well, Daryl, we'll see you next week in studio.
Hey, real quick, Alex, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I just want to do a shout-out to Mike and to Molly. Congratulations. He proposed. He said yes, so way to go, guys.
Fantastic. Fire out the the other contest.
TenandWin.com. Don't, hey, you got no chance to win if you don't enter. So if you're not in it, you can't win it. TenandWin.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Is with the Southern Poverty Law Center. Stuart, let me run through a couple of things you say that your group will not obey orders to do. Let's take a look at that. We have the list here. You will not impose martial law or state of emergency on any state. You will not invade or subjugate any state, I guess, of the union. Now, for some reason, whoever recorded these off MSNBC and posted them, I noticed when I was watching it this morning, the audio is super low. And I forgot to tell the guys to fix that before I told them to play it. But we'll see if we can boost it while we talk to Stuart Rhodes and then maybe play some clips of it a little bit later. Turn it up on the player itself and then on the computer system itself. We have to remember that Chris Matthews is one of the nastiest people on television. I mean, O'Reilly's got his problems. Beck's got serious issues. Keith Olbermann isn't perfect. But when you talk about old time slime balls from D.C., political operatives, Chris Matthews is right up there at the top. Globalist, anti-American at every level. Now, in the 2 5-minute clips we have up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, Kurt Nimmo wrote an article about it. And we'll post that article up for folks here in just a moment as well that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, and I'll give the radio listeners the headline. they act like Stuart Rhodes is some terrorist. They basically talk about, well, we saw the terror attacks in the mid-1990s, alluding to Tim McVeigh, and how dare you try to go out and teach these 10 things to police and military to keep their oaths, to not confiscate guns, to not violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They make jokes about foreign troops when national-level Exercise 09, a couple months ago, FEMA, like we'll pull that up, we'll show you FEMA, NLE 09, FEMA. You put NLE, national-level Exercise 09, into Google, the number one thing that comes up, at least last time I checked it, we'll see right now, that comes up is FEMA.gov, and it talks about foreign militaries training to take on U.S. terrorists inside the United States. There it is. And it talks about all these troops from foreign nations training. And then it's been in the Toronto Star and the Washington Post, and U.S. generals signed deals to use Canadian and Mexican troops inside the U.S. during emergencies and to fight terrorists. And I've been to urban warfare drills where this is going on. Then they make jokes about Stuart Rhodes and Oath Keepers getting police and military to say we won't confiscate legally owned firearms. When I had the colonel on just 6 months ago who was running a drill, we learned about it in the newspaper with quotes from the sergeant and the colonel in Arcadia, Iowa, where they were practicing locking down the town of 600, 640 or something in the article. The point is 600, small town, and going door to door asking if they could search the homes and cupboards and closets because a gun dealer was on the loose looking for the guns. Now, I got the colonel on. He admitted this on air. There's bills in Congress to build FEMA camps. The FEMA camps are already built. That was declassified in the mid-80s in Rex 84. The Homeland Security documents we broke, the MIAC reports we were sent by a federal marshal and by state police in two different states that we broke, that made national news, said gun owners, veterans, libertarians, conservatives, in the Fed people, people that have an American flag on their car, get us out of the UN stickers, are the number one threat to America. Now, Stuart Rhodes comes along, top staffer for Ron Paul, Harvard educated, top of his class lawyer, one of the editors of the Law Review, Army veteran, paratrooper, retired out of the Army from a paratrooping in rough terrain, low altitude drop. Good guy. He goes and says, well, we're going to teach the Bill of Rights and Constitution and get military and police to even privately just learn about their oath again and declare it. Clearly, America's going to hell in a handbasket. And I wanted to get him up because he was a gentleman, but he's also very well spoken, knows more about the Constitution than I do. People could say, well, he let him run over him. They wouldn't let him talk. You can watch these clips up on the site. And they just threw the kitchen sink at him. And it was such a disgusting example of cowardice. But remember, my final point, we're going to Stuart, is this. My final point is this. Remember, the Southern Poverty Law Center has been demonizing Stuart and I together. And I'm trying to demonize Stuart like they do Ron Paul by using me. But Ron Paul hasn't forsaken me. He still, you know, comes on the show. They're really scared of us, though, because we know that's why we're on the enemies list of the White House in mainstream news, because my films are hurting them, like Fall of the Republic. This is the guy who not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times, more than 10 times, we only put two clips in Fall of the Republic, says, if you say you don't like government health care, you say you don't like socialism, you are a racist and hate black people. And he says all the Tea Parties hate blacks and all the Tea Parties hate Mrs. Obama. This is invoking racism. These are the racists. They are the worst type. Invoking race, invoking division, invoking this when you never hear about that from Oath Keepers and tying them in articles right next to white supremacists. And when Stuart came back and said, you try to demonize me with that, they said, we don't do that. Liars to boot. Stuart Rhodes, I wanted you to be able to come on live on the radio, not be censored, and respond back, because I guarantee Chris Matthews will see this. Your response to the world, to Chris Matthews, because they wouldn't let you talk, what do you have to say to them?
Well, I mean, I let him go like that because I wanted to contrast his behavior with ours. And, you know, we don't get in shouting matches. We just present the facts of history. and we present our message very cleanly. All it is that we're going to stand down. They keep trying to twist it and say, oh, you're recruiting armed men, you know, and you're trying to when are you going to be able to, you know, what are your plans for opposing the government? You know, and look, he asks, why are you trying to reach police and military? Well, who else is going to be going out there and complying with orders? So he knew what he was doing. They know exactly what our mission is. They don't like our mission. You know, it's a, whether it's the political right or the political left in this country, it's even oligarchy. And they might compete with each other for power, but one thing they do agree on is they want their orders followed. Like right now in Red State, we're being attacked by a guy who says he's a conservative lieutenant colonel. And he's attacking us too. And he wants to rewrite the oath to be as though it was the same as the Nazi oath. So the Nazi oath was, I'll read it to you real quick. This is the bottom line. Here was the oath in Germany. I swear by God, the sacred oath, that I shall render unconditional obedience to Adolf Hitler, Führer of the German flag and people, Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces, that I shall at all times be ready as a brave soldier to give my life for this oath. And whether it's the Southern Poverty Law Center, whether it's Chris Matthews, or this guy in Red State who says he's a colonel, they want it to read the same way here. They want it to be, I shall render unconditional obedience to Barack Obama, President of the American people and Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces, I should be ready to give my life as a brave soldier, period. And that's the only oath they want. That's what they want. They want to pretend like our oath is that way, that it's this to the president. And so they do a lot of dancing around and smoking mirrors. That's the bottom line, though. They want
all you're saying is the forces need to learn what they swore to, and you give them an opportunity, a focal point, to think about that and have a personal dialogue with their friends, their family, and their colleagues. And there's nothing better. It's similar to what I launched, getting 7 states, 800 plus cities with activists to say, we're not going to follow the Patriot Act. We're going to follow the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. And to see them there afraid of the police and military having patriots reach out to them instead of the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, they're filling them full of MIAC and Homeland Security propaganda. And as you pointed out, you're not drawing together a force. You're not doing paramilitary training. They said, we don't trust military and police with your message. They're armed and they have authority over us. They are scared to death. No, they only have authority through the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And we're reaching out to them and they hate it. They want to keep the American people and the police and military separate from each other so they can be controlled by these offshore banks.
Yeah, exactly. It's a, you know, like we're going to explain in our tomorrow, we're going to have Lieutenant Commander, actually he's a commander now, he's promoted, David Kelly, acting duty Navy, is going to explain that, look, the oath, we wouldn't want a military coup either. We're going to write a rebuttal to that Perry guy, calling for a military coup.
And you've said that repeatedly.
Repeatedly. Sure, but they want to twist it like that. They want to say, oh, you're upset because you lost the election, and so now you're basically trying to coordinate a military coup to impose your will on the American people against their expressed will in the election. Horseshit. You know, all we're saying is we don't want, I don't care who's in power, who wins the election, they can't just do whatever they want. It's not a democracy. It's not majority rule. It's a constitutional republic. I don't care who's in power, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. They don't get all the toys. They think they get all the toys. And so they want those toy soldiers to march when they push the button. And they get really upset and start crying little kids if they don't march when they push the button.
Well, Stuart, I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. I know their playbook and their ball game, and you're not stupid. You know this, too. What they're going to do is they're going to try to infiltrate your groups, even though there's no command and control. They're just the oath. It's an idea. Ideas are bulletproof. There is no organization. You're going back to the founding documents. They're going to commit crimes in Oath Keepers' names. The key now, though, is we're going to catch them when they do it, just like we catch police provocateurs. But just know, the Southern Poverty Law Center is very dangerous. Very dangerous people. They were running Elohim City, according to FBI documents, that was in control with McVeigh of some operations. So, obviously, just like Pat Buchanan warned you on Monday, he said, get ready to meet the national media. They're coming after you. They are scared to death of what you're doing. And so just look out, buddy. These people mean business.
I know. Well, you know, I have a little bit of ace in my sleeve. I'm part Mexican and part Indian. So it's a lot tougher for Southern Poverty Law Center to smear me as a white supremacist.
Well, they don't care.
Well,
They run most of those groups, and that's come out in the news over and over again. They'll just have their people show up at your events. Now, they'll have their employees show up. Now, expanding on this, though, they kept saying that it wasn't true that there's FEMA camps, or was it true that they're training foreign troops, or was it true that the military is training to take our guns, when there's drills all over the place going on for this. You want to respond to that?
Well, like with Colonel Hathgood of the Iowa National Guard, I called him back then, too. And I said, why are you doing this training? He said, well, it's because we don't have a dedicated MOW facility, military operations and urban terrain in Iowa. That's why we have to go house to house to prepare them to go to Afghanistan.
But that was after they told the newspaper it was for a gun confiscation drill.
Oh, no, he admitted that. He says, oh, it's gun dealers in Afghanistan. But here's the thing. He was lying. There is we found one. There's a dedicated MOW facility. I think it's called Mount Hood or Camp Fort Hood in Iowa. That is like a fake city they can go train in. So he was lying to me. He lied to you too. So that's what really kind of got me. You know, that was actually when I started Oak Keepers. Right then, I'd already had the idea. That's when I was like, okay, it's time to do this now, because they're, you know, like you said, after a while you see this pattern of training, and they always say, well, we're just training them so they go home and go do this and that. Like they had Uzbekistan troops up in Montana during the recent National Guard training up there. And yes, they're coming in, their officers observing the training, but what are they there for? Is it only just to go back home to Uzbekistan? I mean, come on. You know. So after a while, you have to say, look, you don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. You keep doing all these things. You know, the infrastructure pattern.
I know you're hot. Out. I've never heard you like this, Durbin, but we got a family show, so cool down,
okay,
big man. And no, it's okay. But I mean, look, what do you want to say directly to the slimes at Slime Ball and to the Southern Poverty Slime Center? What do you want to say directly to them? I mean, these are the guys that invoke race and create division through balkanization, through tribalism, to manage our society. I mean, Chris Matthews has already blown all his credibility.
Well, that's just it. I was telling him, look, the more you scream and yell and flail, the worse it's going to be for you. You're just going to sink deeper into your own fucking cesspool. I'm sorry, Alex. You're going to sink deeper into your own cesspool. Because that's what they're doing, is they're just exposing, you know, it's becoming ridiculous. They're jumping the shark. I mean, everyone's a terrorist, everyone's a racist across the entire spectrum of the freedom movement, you know. So after a while, it becomes so absurd, it's just going to backfire on them. So I tell them, go ahead, keep going, you know.
Stuart, again, I've never heard you this fired up. I just want to point out that on that. Well, just hold on a minute. We got to stop right here for a moment. In Fall of the Republic, we have a 20-minute extra. I need to send this to you. That was our interviews with you at Lexington Green this year, and some other Oath Keepers. That is the extras for Fall of the Republic, and it's very, very important information there. Obviously, the establishment is really worried about the police and military waking up. That's what Jack McClam has done for decades. Where do you see all this going, as Obama has the lowest approval rating of any president ever, as it's falling even faster now? Where do you see all this going?
Well, I mean, my concern is that you might have a catalyst event that would cause them to, you know, try to jump into emergency mode, whether it's an economic collapse or whatever else. That's the biggest danger. Like you pointed out before, it's a historic danger, not conspiracy theory. I mean, Northwoods was real. The Reichstag fire was real. This is what's done throughout history. Whether it's accidental or intentional, that's what I'm concerned about, is that, like an economic collapse, for example. That could be something that could, you know, throw everybody into turmoil and fear and make them accept emergency rule. But I think the bottom line is that they go too far. And everything they say is a slap in the face of the veterans and a slap in the face of the police officers. What they're telling them really is, because they know it's nonsense. They know all this insinuation that we're racist or that we're affiliated with terrorists is bullshit. But they know.
Stuart, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Okay, I can't.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to put you on hold right now. Okay, because I can't have that here. And I don't want to censor and cut you off or start delaying you. But I'm going to have to. I've never heard you this hot, and I understand you're mad. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to talk to Stuart in a moment. This is something else here today. This is all very, very serious, what we're dealing with. A lot of military veterans and police and people are very upset because for decades they denied that this tyranny was taking place. And then now the New World Order is being announced. The world government is being set up. All of this is unfolding, and the tyranny is real. The FEMA camps are real. The foreign troops training are real. I mean, I remember seeing in the Toronto Star and a bunch of other papers, U.S., Canadian, and Mexican generals meet to prepare to deal with terrorism. I mean, they are really setting this up. This is really happening. We're going to go to break here in a moment and come back with Stuart. I did hear, I needed to do this anyways, tell you about some final sponsors here before we do the final segment with Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, oathkeepers.org here today. Diginet.net. One thing that everybody can arm themselves with in the info war is video cameras. And the best prices and the best quality are at Diginet.net. They have little pens that record audio and video and timestamps you can use it in court. They have sunglasses that have a tiny camera and tiny chip that can record hours of audio and video. It's all at Diginet.net, D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net, Diginet.net. And you can also give them a call at 888-344-6681. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get some of the best deals there. Again, that's diginet.net, D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net, or 888. That's 888-344-6681. That's 888-344-6681. And we will continue with Stuart Rhodes on the other side here today in what is certainly shaping up to be a hot interview. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands. And don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Constitution national law scholar, former Ron Paul aide, founder of Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org. You can see all the great evil, according to government operatives. You can go read all the evil Bill of Rights stuff. Oh, look, there's Morris D's right there, popping up right now on the random generator that shows it past headlines going back 2 years. Stuart, in closing, you're pretty hot today. Boy, I've never heard you this hot. Why are you so hot?
Well, I haven't slept in about 3 days. But the other thing is that, you know, these are deadly serious manipulators. Southern Poverty Law Center, you know, they don't just talk. What they do is they go to the police. It's ironic about this. They're accusing me of improperly trying to influence police, and yet that's what they do for a living. They go in there and they try to shape their minds and thinking that everyone in America is their enemy, and then they try to encourage them to bring machine guns to your house, kick down your door, and stomp on your pets. But they won't do it themselves. They'll send the police.
Yeah, it's little chicken neck cowards. And by the way, you haven't slept in 3 days. You're about to launch your first big event in Las Vegas, and I know how that is when you're doing an event, doing a lot of media, you're working your tail off, and we commend you. And I think you did a great job with him interrupting you, you know, making your points. They were making me sick, but go ahead.
It's infuriating because no matter how true you are, no matter how above board you are, no matter how clear you are about what you're doing, it doesn't make a difference. Because it's a lie. The bigger the lie, the more successful the lie. But like I said earlier, I believe it's backfiring. They're lying so big and they're smearing so broadly that it becomes meaningless anymore. We're all racist. We're all crazy people. So it goes for everyone. Everyone at 9/12 event was a racist and a crazy person. So, you know, but they're basically smearing one half of the entire country at least. And it's starting to backfire on them. People are like, that's enough of that. I'm not going to listen to this. I'm not going to let that intimidate me. I'm not going to let it stop me from getting out in the streets. But what they do want to say also about the G20, people say, well, where was Oath Keepers there? Well, Luke Rudowski is one of our forum members. He was there, and if you notice the video of him on the bullhorn,
Stuart? I wouldn't even respond to COINTELPRO people. I see them in stories we write about your group on InfoWars going, why didn't Stuart lock and load and start killing people? 99% chance that's an FBI agent trying to get people, just like we told everybody that Hal Turner was a Fed, and it's now come out in federal and state court. They're there. They're never the ones that go out and step up. They're making it up. They're trying to criticize. The reason you're speaking to police and you're just launched 6 months ago is so that they begin to understand their oath. How dare anybody criticize what you're doing when they're sitting on their big, fat, giant butts?
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate
that. No, I'm just not even respond to them. I want everybody to go to Oath Keepers. I want everybody to email oathkeepers.org, everybody they know, every day. InfoWars every day. The free podcast of our show every day. Get this video. Make hundreds of copies apiece. Get aggressive. Hang flyers up. Let's take America back. And who cares what the chicken necks at the Southern Poverty Law Center say? Who cares what all the scum running the system say? We're going to audit the Fed. We were called kooks 20, 30 years ago. Ron Paul was for wanting to audit the Fed. Now he's got a two-thirds majority in the House. We know who the enemy is. We've identified him, and they're scared to death. And you keep it up, Stuart. I'm glad you hadn't slept in 3 days, and I'm glad you're fired up, because we need to start getting angry about what's happening in this society and grow some chest hair and get angry and become men again and stop being cowards that just roll over to fluoride in the water and mercury in the vaccines and GMO food and the chemtrails and the New World Order and they're all of it. You got your event coming up in Las Vegas tomorrow, oathkeepers.org. Stuart Rhodes, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless you, and I'm glad the New World Order's taking the bait and putting you on TV, because now police and military will think about their oath and they'll know there's a group that stands with them. Stuart, we'll talk to you again soon, okay? Thought I'd end things on a fired up note. Get all the Republic. Get it out to everybody. We shall prevail. Long live the Republic. Death to the New World Order. Retransmission with Lindsey Williams and others starts now. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.